Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
The lantern blinked twice, like a sleepy firefly that couldn't choose whether to play or sleep. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and tonight we're finding a very small light that needs big friends. Tank was behind the den, poking around for lost socks and old maps, when he found it, a tiny lantern with a glass belly that kept flickering like a sleepy firefly.
Oh, Tank, only you find the tiniest treasures.
Look what I found. It's so small. Can it play?
Once a snail tried to race a cloud, and the cloud kept changing lanes.
The lantern trembled like a little bell. It blinked, then dimmed, then blinked again, as if deciding whether it wanted to play or go to sleep.
London and Lincoln loved searching more than anything. They scoured the den and found an old matchbox tucked in a boot like treasure. Lincoln held it up proudly. Aha, he whispered, and the lantern's glass danced.
Mama T-Rex watched with a soft smile and a steady breath. She reminded everyone to be patient and gentle, because some lights need company, not hurry.
Tank cupped it like a treasure.
Achoo!
Did you see that? A tiny spark.
We all jumped, then giggled together, because the little spark made the lantern shimmer like morning dew. Friendly and not scary at all.
For a moment, the lantern grew very still. Its glow sank, like someone had turned down a lullaby. We all hushed. That quiet felt like a held breath. Topsy hummed a soft tune, tiny and silly, and the lantern blinked, as if tapping its foot to the rhythm.
London brushed a leaf against the rim like a gentle pat. Lincoln told a ridiculous joke about a dinosaur who wore shoes on his tail. Rexy gave a blanket nudge. Each small thing added a little warmth.
When the light wobbled again, Mama took a deep, patient breath and said, "Some lights need time and friends to remember how to glow." Those words sounded like a cozy blanket. We started naming things we loved. Kindness, pancakes, star songs. And each tiny word made the lantern glow warmer.
That's when we noticed the wonderful truth. The lantern didn't need one giant thing. It needed lots of small, gentle things, one after another. A story from Topsy, a warm shoulder from Rexy, a careful search from London and Lincoln, Tank's brave little sneeze. Together, they made a steady, brave light.
It reminded me of a simple idea. Let your light shine. When we share tiny kindnesses, smiles, help, jokes, hugs, we help others glow. We don't have to be the brightest alone. Sometimes being a friend is the brightest thing of all.
The lantern settled in the middle of the den with a warm, steady glow. Not too bright, just perfect for bedtime stories, toe wiggles, and quiet adventures. We cheered with tiny roars and careful claps. Not loud enough to frighten the light, but loud enough to say, we did it together.
I want to ask you, little explorer, have you ever helped someone feel brave or bright? Maybe you shared a snack, told a silly joke, or sat quietly with someone who was sad. How did that make you feel? You can tell a parent or a teacher tonight.
Here's a tiny idea for tomorrow. Do one small thing to help someone else shine. A smile at breakfast, picking up a toy, or a quiet kind word can add up to big light when friends do them together.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den tonight. Keep wondering, keep growing. And remember, God loves you more than you can imagine.
Until next time, God bless, little explorer. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss our next Stomp Ready adventure with Topsy and friends.
Sweet dreams, little explorers. See you next time.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!